The Commonwealth Mutual Insurance Group recently announced $1 million in funding for 21 community projects across Ontario, including one in Innisfil that will help with the expansion of the Troy Scott Community Fridge. The town received $15,000 from Commonwealth, through their new fund called LEAF, Learning and Engagement Accelerator Fund. The fund is being used to help upgrade, update and build new facilities and programming for communities to come together and learn, share, play and gather. During nearly 2 years of COVID lockdowns and restrictions, community support and locally driven projects that foster learning, education and engagement have become more important than ever before. After seeing many of these important local causes financially suffer during COVID, the Commonwealth Mutual Insurance Group stepped in with a new program to fund such causes throughout Commonwealth country. The smaller places and wide open spaces of Eastern, Central and Western Ontario that the Commonwealth serves. We were overwhelmed with over 120 applications requesting over $5 million for this inaugural year of LEAF fund grants, said Tim Schaff, president and CEO of the Commonwealth Mutual Insurance Group. We couldn't think of a more important way to give back to our communities than by supporting these important local causes that give residents food, exercise, education and entertainment. The Troy Scott Community Fridge now has three locations including one at the Innisfil Recreation Complex, the Lakeshore Library and Cookstown Library Branch. Sarah Corcoran, the town's health associate, says the purpose of the project is to increase the impact of the Troy Scott Community Fridge by raising awareness of community food security needs, implementing cooking programs that will increase the availability of fresh, nutritious food while strengthening social connection. The funding will be used to implement community cooking programs in the town of Innisfil's Horodinsky Community Kitchen that will provide food for the Troy Scott Community Fridge while simultaneously creating an opportunity for community building and skill development, she said. Programs will be targeted towards vulnerable populations including, but not limited to, youth, seniors, and low-income individuals, and each program will be designed to support the unique health needs of each group. The first fridge opened last year at the recreation complex, named in honor of the late Stroud Foodland owner Troy Scott, who was committed to giving back to the community. Everyone is welcome to take food from the fridge and pantry at any time, in any quantity, as often as they'd like. Businesses, organizations and individuals across the community donate food daily. To learn more about how to get involved, click here.